anyways, that the milk containers, we'll go down there and you carry two of them. You don't even want to fill them all the way up because they're heavy. They got to be 10 gallons, 7 to 10 gallons. I thought they were 5, but I think they're a lot bigger than that. So we set the one on the fire, and we'll put eggs in before we start warming up. Put some eggs in there. Now we got these UHT chili, bags of chili we're going to put in there when we do the eggs. And so what the cool part is, you know, that water cooled down a little bit, and you got to keep it washed up for dishes, and then I keep one there for cleaning up, soaking my feet in and stuff, or just washing my feet off in general. But I wash my feet in there because I can't stand having dirty feet, and I don't care if I'm camping. I'll walk up from the beach barefooted or in sandals, but I want to wash my feet, dry them, and put them in a pair of socks, period. Just the way it is. I don't like having funky feet getting into bed like that. I'm not really doing much else with funky feet. I like to wash them off warm to hot water. Oh, yeah. It reminds me when I was a kid, like I was saying up there, up on the beaches. And we had this big old farmhouse in the upstairs, man. It must have been 100 plus degrees in there in summer evenings in August and July and stuff. Anyway, who knows when those bed sheets were changed last, and all the cousins, I mean, some of my cousins, there's 8 kids in one family and stuff. Well, you get in that bed and you feel that sand in the sheets and stuff. You're like, oh my God, you're sweating and it's sand sticking to you. It's funny because I was mentioning and talking to my mom, reminiscing about when we were kids and camping up there with all the aunts and uncles and stuff. And you're like me, man. I want my feet clean and preferably socks on, right?